Drott called. He was the taller, but he made his dark face humble and respectful.
Not until dawn, the leader said gruffly. You young fellows had better get home.
Good man. The guard was supposed to let us in, but he's not here.
You won't be getting in tonight.
The leader put his hand on the hilt of his knife before taking a step closer. For a moment, I was afraid he knew who we were. Drott moved away, and the rest of us stayed behind him.
Who are you, good man? You're not soldiers.
We're the volunteers,
one of the others said.
We come to protect our own dead.
Then you can let us in.
The leader had turned away.
We let no one inside but ourselves.
His key squealed in the lock, and the gate creaked back. Before anyone could stop him, Ita darted through. Someone cursed, and the leader and two others sprinted after Ita, but he was too fleet for them. We saw his tow-colored hair and patched shirt zigzag among the sunken graves of paupers, then disappear in the thicket of statuary higher up. Drott tried to pursue him, but two men grabbed his arms.
We have to find him,